Well. This should be one of the most fun interviews I've done. No politicians in here now. Nobody's running for office.
Not today.
Not today, no. They sometimes say things that are as crazy as you do, but we got from the rodeo announcer. First of all, Tyler.
Glad to be here.
Yes. And we've got the rodeo clown, Austin. Now, when you first told your parents you were going to be a rodeo clown, they said, is that what you're going to do with a Bachelor of Arts degree in business?
Well, they didn't really plan on that. They always planned on me being a rodeo competitor or like putting down asphalt, nice blue-collar worker. But when putting on makeup and traveling the world, they just, you know, just couldn't wrap their head around it.
Now, where are you from? Doesn't sound like
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, yeah. Your mother actually wanted you to be a rodeo competitor. Does she not care about having you be able to walk when you're 50?
Well, my family's five generations of rodeo cowboys and cowgirls, so it's kind of hard genetically not to be a rodeo athlete.
So by now, you don't feel any pain then. It's like, whatever.
No
fear whatsoever.
No fear.
Okay. But I will ask you this. Since you were a competitor and then you switched to being a clown, or you were a competitor.
Well, I'm still a competitor.
Oh, you are?
I do both.
You actually like them both, huh?
Yeah, I love them.
So when you hit the ground, is there a certain way to hit the ground so it won't hurt quite so much, or is it just...
Try not to do it again.
Yeah, but the horse has other ideas, or the bull. Do you ride horses, and what else do you ride?
Rope calves, steer wrestle.
Oh, you rope calves.
Yep.
And you steer wrestle.
Yes, sir.
So you wrestle steer.
Oh, yeah.
As in big things with horns.
Right. But
so you ride steer, wild steer.
No,
you wrestle them. That's right. Riding's too mild. Riding's for the wusses. You wrestle them. So you put a rope around their neck, you said?
Steer wrestle. I wrestle the steer to the ground, and then I calf rope. You do it with your hands. Have you never been to a rodeo?
No, I've been to one, but I'm saying the physics of it. I can see you guys jump up there, grab it, and it looks like you twist it and get it around. But he weighs so much. His neck weighs more than you do. Right. So I'm just wondering how you do that. So I guess
here is the prime time answer to that is you'll have to be at the rodeo tonight and tomorrow night to find out how we do it. Exactly.
See, that's the thing. I have always seen this, and now I'm talking to somebody. What you do is amazing. So you do that, but you also do the clown stuff.
Correct.
Now, Austin, when you're doing the clown stuff, you're still out there with all those big dudes, right?
Correct. And that's helped me a lot in my situations traveling the United States and Canada, is knowing where to be and how to be there with the animals, because I grew up in that background, and it's helped my performance career as being able to place myself correctly to entertain the crowd in the dull moments.
And to survive.
Survival of the fittest.
Yes. I think the most important thing is probably not only knowing where to be, but where not to be.
Yeah, there was a time when somebody let a bull out at the wrong time, and I had my back to the bull, or the bull area of where they do come out of the bucking chutes, and
So he decided your backside looked real good, right?
I was telling one of them stories we was talking about, and never even saw him coming. Way we go, 20 feet there and on the ground. And like, so it is dangerous no matter where you're at. As long as you're on the backside of the fence and enjoying the show, you have nothing to worry about.
And see, that was a great Instagram moment for the bull, because the bull probably took a picture of it right before he hit you, and he could put it in the title, "Watch this." Wow.
And then I was in there like, "Mom, no hands."
So here we go. Now, let me ask you this, because we've seen before, and Tyler, you can help with this. Tyler's our announcer. You're the one who does the announcing while he's on the ground saying, he should get up in a minute. Should get up in a minute. We'll take a five-minute break.
That's right. So, I get the bird's eye view. I get to bring them all the action as it unfolds on the arena floor. And then, like Austin was saying, there is a lot of dead time because we're working with live animals, and they can do really anything they want to do. So there's a lot of times that me and him will interact, in between events and that sort of thing to make the transitions a little smoother.
It's Tyler Brown, who is the announcer for the rodeo this weekend, and the rodeo clown and performer and competitor, Austin Stewart from Charlotte. Five generations of people who...
Five generations.
Now, I guess y'all love these animals, though, don't you? Because, they're like your buddies. They perform with you.
Day in and day out, that's our... That's our go-to. That's our friends. That's our...
I would love to listen to a family discussion of these people talking about stuff that's happened to them.
You know, and like sitting down in family, like we do, that's one thing. Like at family functions, we don't talk about our... We're just chill and everything. That's the only time.
What do y'all talk about? Fashion and...
Kardashians. I think the food is so good that nobody picks their head up from the plate.
Yes.
It's just straight eating.
Well, I got to tell you something. Of all the people I've interviewed in terms of career, you're one of the most, you're far more fascinating than any doctor or lawyer I ever talked to.
Hey, look, we can do a documentary.
Although, I'm sure. Now, do you have any video, speaking of which, do you have any video somebody's given you of you and a bull kind of getting together in a way you didn't expect?
There's videos on my Facebook page. You can go to Austin Stewart Entertainment on Facebook.
Austin Stewart, and it's
Stewart
on Facebook. Watch videos of this guy. These guys are going to be out there, Danville, Pennsylvania County Rodeo. They're going to be doing it. It's tonight, tomorrow night, right?
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Man, that's incredible.
7:30 starts.
Now, anything.
All new professional rodeo.
All new professional rodeo. And have you ever seen anything funny? I'm sure you've seen some funny things. Mostly in a rodeo, funny is unexpected and funny to the bull and not to you, right?
Well, you know, like I've seen some times when maybe the cowboy gets thrown over the fence. Whoa. And it's kind of funny for me because, like, it's almost like the crowd gets a souvenir they can take home. If the cowboy's mm-hmm. thrown over the fence, you're mm-hmm. more than welcome just to take him on home with him. But if the bull gets thrown over the fence, you throw him back because yes. we need him for later.
That's right. And Tyler, you were mentioning earlier, speaking of funny stories, you saw one, didn't you? Guy get thrown over a fence. What happened now?
You know, it's kind of almost like Austin said, and I know he's seen it as well, but we were in the bareback riding at a rodeo in North Carolina, and the cowboy got thrown over the fence and landed in a lady's lap, just like she had picked him up to go dance almost.
Wow.
And we almost had to stop the rodeo for 5 minutes. Everybody was laughing so hard and get everything back.
He kissed her on the cheek or something and then
absolutely. Yeah,
at
yeah.
At least if you're gonna land in somebody's lap. This is the Danville, Pennsylvania County Fairgrounds, the rodeo. These guys have seen so much, and hats off to you, literally. There's your cowboy hat. I need to get a picture of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Hats off to you, Austin, a competitor and a clown. And now when you're out there being the clown, is that while they're riding or just kind of keeping the action going while they're getting everything?
Oh, it's the whole entire show. I'll be out there the whole time.
It looks like the clown goes up and does things to agitate the bulls and stuff.
No, I don't do that. I do not mess with the bulls unless I have to.
He wants to live, folks. That's yeah. very smart.
That's yeah. right.
Rodeo clown. And how many shows do you do a year?
I'm on the road about 40 weeks a year.
Wow. Well, you guys, you've got to come out and see this. And the thing is, what people don't realize is you make it look funny, but there's a lot of training and kind of art and savvy to what you do out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, you know, there are lines you don't cross, you know, mm-hmm. with the animals and stuff. You know where to run and where not to.
That's it.
You know, and he does the play-by-play, especially if something goes wrong. But yeah.
He's amazing at it. Wait till you hear the music program he's got. Oh, my God.
All right, guys, great having you guys in. I appreciate you stopping in
absolutely.
For a while.
Thank
and
you.
It's a good, I'm from San Antonio, man.
Yeah.
And the first time I rode a bull, I was 11. So that's
you know
why
the deal.
Yes, but I retired at age 12. So.
Didn't take you long to figure it out, huh?
Not at all. It's like Clint Eastwood said in one of his movies, a good man knows his limitations. I decided that wasn't my career field. Thanks for stopping in, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank
admire
you.
What you do, man.
Yep.